KAYT. Praising the Lord. You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
All six cylinders in some areas, but you pray and God led you. And at some point you say, man, this, you know, we used to have a church and I don't know, this is the church of God in Christ. You can't join it. You got to be born in it. This is the church of God in Christ. You got to be church of Christ. Know that song. But the point is, it was a you know, popular song. We loved it. Great denominational song. That's how we are many times when we find the church we're supposed to be in. Boy, we come in and we sing that song. But then God starts working on the foundation you've been praying about. God, help me with my mouth. Will he bring you to the place where the man help you with your mouth? He talked too much. He ain't right. I'm gone. You prayed that. You asked God to help you with your, help me with my finances. He started preaching on giving and saving and being wise. Ain't no love. You prayed that prayer. You prayed that. God, let me go to a place I can grow. But then brought to a place, sound doctrine. When it started happening and the fire got turned up a little bit, he said, I got to get out this heat. But if we stay long, I often say this, God gave me this revelation. Typically, when you leave a church, you ought to leave it with a promotion. Paul and Barnabas, Paul and Silas, Timothy, the elders in Acts chapter 20, they got hands laid on them and they were sent. You come in, Jesus did it. He trained disciples and he sent them. You come in, you get trained, you get established. Authorized authority, release you. Anytime we leave a church out of offense, out of an attitude, out of hurt and pain, you don't grow. You're going to have to go through that again. Well, Morrison, I miss with Morrison. That was a game you play as a kid called Slide. Slide, one, two. Y'all don't know about that. You know, who know that game? You know that game? Come slide. When you start saying crazy stuff like this, you got to play Slide or do something. Because it'd be tight. But you know it's right. Y'all don't remember Miss Mary and Mac? Okay. Y'all don't know the song. The point is, God know what he's doing. You didn't feel it at one time and then lose it. At one point, in John chapter 10, preaching of a storm in Alexandria Thursday, I know what caused them storms, hungry people. See, when folk hungry, see, I had to check this environment. Sometimes we got all comfortable, purple seats, air conditioning. We get comfortable. But when folk battling drug addiction, battling homelessness, domestic violence, and all kind of hell going on, they come to church for a word. They ain't coming saying, well, let's see what Rev going to say today. I don't agree with that, Rev. They ain't there for that. They care because they need hope. So when you preaching, they drawing stuff out of you you didn't even know you had in you. Especially when it's prophetic. In John chapter 10, watch this now. Jesus talks about how the sheep was scattered. Saints, those that belong here, so you can be a member of a church and not be connected to the church. You could be at a church and not have the spirit of the leadership. Watch this. There's a lot of scattering going on right now in the body of Christ. Not just this local church, but body of Christ overall scattering to where the enemy coming in with little small things and people scattering. And typically, you know what they do? They go back to the world like Demas. Paul said, Demas was with me, but he left me because he loved this present world. Anybody ever felt the pull of worldliness? You was doing good, but you want to, man, I can't reach this place. Let me use me. Boy, I was tearing them salads up for about a week. And I don't know what happened to it. It had to be the enemy area. I can't find my CDs with the man preaching on the salads. Because, see, I'm the kind of fella, as long as it's being preached, my faith is working. I put him in every day. He talking about salads and all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, getting ready for my salad. Then I couldn't find the CDs. Don't you know, the other day they had a baby shower. My wife brought some of the meatballs back. I said, get here. Give me them meatballs. Meatballs. Little twisted things, you know. Stuff that ain't, you know. When I was tearing my salads up. That's how some of us do church. We come in, I'm excited. I'm about to give it to them. It's 2017. Hey. It's March. And the meatballs calling. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. But that don't have to be the case when you stay accountable. One thing that the church do for you, it help you to stay accountable. Like-minded people going to do like-minded things. Do y'all know why we celebrate marriage? To keep people from divorcing. We giving these cards out to let you know. We know it's difficult, but thank God you hung in there. How many years? That many years. Great. We want to tell you, celebrate it. Marriage ain't easy, but if you stay with God, God will give you grace to stay in the marriage. Amen. Since I'm already in the vein anyway, because Deacon Brown is really high preaching pastor. This is the real me right here. Now, I always go here because this ain't showtime. This ain't exciting. But the hungry folks, they'll get it. And while they're sitting there, they changing. See, this ain't exciting night. See, but it's real. And people on the street, see, I do a lot of street preaching. Man, I had a guy, I'll never forget. In his mind, he wanted to raise up and try to punk me. That was his goal. Let me translate that for those who may not. In other words, his goal was to intimidate and dominate on the street. But because of the anointing and because the ministry was so real, all he can do is say, man, who are you? A man who normally wouldn't come to church. But because he couldn't believe where the operation was coming from. Don't downplay fasting and praying and being in the Word of God. Yes. Man, my son was in Lake Charles just the other day. And I'm sure he didn't realize what was going on. But it was two dudes walked on the pier. And one of them, from the jump, he was trying to check. That was his goal, to check. But I felt his spirit. See, the more time you hang out with God, your goal is you want to lose your spirit. Your goal, it ain't about you. You sure don't want the devil's spirit in you. You want God's spirit. See, when God's spirit in you, when folk walk up, man, I can discern anybody. All around this room, like a flashlight. But see, I got to be a pastor too, and I got to love you. So I ain't going to call everything out I see. And if he don't allow me, I ain't going to call out nothing. But in counsel, I've been told you, boy, you can take it to the bank. You don't have to agree with me, but you can take it to the bank. Because I've trained myself to hear from God while I'm talking to you. And I've disciplined myself that if it's me, I don't have nothing to say. I can feel when it's ineffective. And I know when it's God. So here we are. We on the pier. And these two, one of them had a whole lot of dreads or whatever all down his back. He come up. What's up, homie? I just kind of ignored it. My name ain't homie. You know, he wasn't saying to be cool. It was the spirit it was said in. No problem, you know. So I wait a little bit because you got to understand your authority, not just by age, but also he don't know who I am. Not in the sense he don't know I have to heel jump somebody. No, but I'm God's man. I'm here to bless you. You misunderstand the relationship. Oh, God. That'll help some folk in church. Some people in the church don't understand the relationship. Jeremiah wasn't nobody. It was the call on his life. Paul wasn't nobody. It was the call on his life. How do I know? He said, this is my chosen vessel. Before then, he was killing folks. It's the anointing. And that's why David, who was anointed greater than Saul, had enough respect to say, you know what? I'm not going to touch the anointing. Because it was God's anointing. It wasn't King Saul. He didn't want to deal with God's appointed authority, because when dealing with God's appointed authority, you're dealing with God. And he had enough sense, enough humility to know not to do that. So we on the pier, and dude walk up, cussing, acting wild, trying to show. But see, sometimes you got to understand, that demonic spirit, they can't really, they don't really know, can't got you figured out either. Who is this cat that ain't going ghetto with me? For what reason? For what reason would I go ghetto? No reason at all. I'm thoroughly furnished in who I am. So he throwing out a little net, trying to catch whatever he was trying to catch. I ain't seen no bait, so I'm thinking, man, what you doing? But he said, some under his breath. I just ignored that. But when they came up, I prayed. I said, Lord, we bind this spirit right now. So they came on up, two dudes and a girl. And sometimes what you got to understand with groups, you'll find a strong-natured person dominated by God who will get a weak-natured person to follow them. So you got him and his hype-up man and the girl that's probably being done all kind of ways just because she's there and all up under the same demonic witchcraft. But you sense that and you buying that. Come on. Ain't nowhere in the world this dude came to this pier to just fish for 5 minutes without me saying anything to him. He threw his little net out a couple times. I asked him where his bait was. He said something smart, threw his little net out. Before he left, he say, it was a courteous, I want to make sure I'm saying what he said. Y'all have a good day, or see y'all later, something like that. He came in ghetto and left respectful. I never said, my name is Pastor Wells, how are you? Didn't have to say nothing. It was understood. There's no games being played. I'm a man of God. I'm grown. You understand? No games being played. What I'm saying is this. When you recognize who you are and you invest in it, invest. There's no reason. There ain't but 140 seasons here. There's no reason why these seats shouldn't be filled other than worldliness. Demonic tests that we have not passed. Some of us still failing the same tests we've been failing for years. Pass the test. Some of it is just creating a habit. Our success is based on habits. How many know we habitually go to work so we habitually get paid? Stop going to work. See what happened to the pay. It's the same thing with the church. If you have a bad attitude at work, eventually somebody gonna let you go. You have a bad attitude at church, you're not getting what you need to get. You're fooling yourself. You better come in saying, Lord, wash me thoroughly. Cleanse me with hyssop that I might be made clean. So when you come in, you can come in and receive what God got for you. See, what's dangerous about cancer, as I close, I won't be able to complete this message because we're just in the flow now. What's dangerous about cancer has to be detected. Because a lot of times it's killing us softly and we don't even know it's there. But then you go in for a checkup. Then it's discovered. Then they begin to put whatever therapy they're going to use to try to kill the cancer. Don't you know if you get a weekly dose of the Holy Ghost, it can more easily be detected before it become deadly enough to kill you? But you got folk out there 4 or 5 years, now they strung out, then got beat up, broke all this stuff. But if they had a steady diet or the word of God, they would have been getting their checkup and they wouldn't have got killed in such a way, because they would have been hearing, check that, check that, check your rage, check your pride, check your lust, check your gossip, check your jealousy, check your unbelief, because you would have been hearing that from a daily diet. But when you stay away, well, you're not hearing that, and it's killing you, and you don't even know it. It's funny, in the Old Testament, the Bible talks about how sin was killing those even who did not sin the same way Adam sinned, because sin was killing them anyway. But then the law came, and now it had to be judged. But the law was good because it showed you where you was and that you needed Christ. And then when you accepted Christ, you got saved, set free, and delivered. And then Christ gave us this blanket policy. In other words, now that you understand sin, you repent of sin, you